On today's KHSU Magazine, our guest is Molly Kate. She's teaching an upcoming OLLI workshop class titled The Axial Age, Great Minds in Many Lands. It starts next week. Welcome to the KHSU Magazine, Molly.
Thank you, Claire. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. So tell us about your class on the Axial Age. What is the Axial Age?
The Axial Age is something I learned about in ministerial school. I'm actually a licensed minister in the religious science tradition. And in school, we were studying all the world's religions, from actually indigenous ones to the old goddess worship that's pretty well died out except for a few pockets of Wiccans and stuff, all the way through to the major ones that are known now. And this phrase came up, the Axial Age, and I thought, aha, someday I want to learn more about that. Well, here I am now, well past that period of time, and here in Humboldt County and teaching for OLLI, which I love to do, and I've been doing classes for 3 years for them. And it came to me that this was my opportunity to learn more about this Axial Age. I want to know about it. So I thought, what's the best way to learn something is to teach it to other people. So I've been spending about 6 months getting ready for this class, and it started to become well known, at least among scholars, in 1949, just after World War II, when a German philosopher, psychiatrist, both, named Carl Jaspers, how you pronounce it in the U.S., it's Jaspers, of course, in German, put in one of his books this idea of the Axial Age. He saw a period of time from 800 BCE to 200 BCE where a huge array of great thinkers all arose in this same window of time across cultures that didn't have any direct relation to one another, at least as far as people knew. So I might say the BCE thing for people who don't understand it. The old ways of AD and BC are not used as often, are dying away, I hope, in academics and in all scholarship across the world, because they are speaking particularly to a Christian tradition and naming everything by that.
Right, before Christ and after death.
Yeah, before Christ and Anno Domini is what that means.
Oh, I thought it was after death.
No, it's Latin for year of our Lord.
Oh.
And so people who are not believers at all would be comfortable with that. So the calendar hasn't changed. Historians and philosophers aren't that crazy. But they did decide to at least rename it so that people from all over the world could be more comfortable using these terms. So now it's before the Common Era.
Okay.
And the Common Era. So
okay, so BCE,
BCE.
And CE.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Molly, let's get back to this. I learned quite a few things just right then. But so, Molly, tell us about the great minds that were the great philosophies that were coming about during this Axial Age. Is it Confucius and mm-hmm. Buddha? And who else was recording their thoughts at that time?
Well, let's start with the areas first. Jaspers talked about four major areas of the world: China, India, ancient Greece, and Judea, more broadly than saying Israel, a larger area of what's now Israel and a few other countries. Those four areas that didn't seem to have much connection or any connection to each other, at least as far as Jaspers knew in 1949, were exploding with new ideas, new ways of looking at consciousness. So from China, you've got, as you said, Confucius and Lao Tzu, who is the non-real person named for having written the Tao Te Ching. Nobody really knows who wrote that. Probably a bunch of scholars did.
Okay.
And what's called the 100 Schools of Thought in China, including one woman philosopher I discovered. I'm going to talk to her about her a little bit. This is a very male tales, I've been calling it. This is a men's thing, because in those
yes.
periods of time, women didn't have a lot of power or education, and so it is rare to find a woman we're going to talk about in this class. So I want to say that right up front. In India, we're talking about the Buddha and the great sacred texts of India, the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita, and my favorite, the Ramayana, which is such a fun thing to read. It's about all the animals saving the world, and it's just a fabulous
oh, wow.
tale. And, of course, then you move to Greece. People don't think of it in terms of religion there. They think of it in terms of the rise of rationality and the idea of democracy. But that all happened within this framework of great thinkers like Socrates and Plato and so many, many scientists that we still study today, like Aristotle, the foundation of everything we think of in logic and in science, and the great Greek dramas. That's my favorite of that part of the world, is the great dramatists. The first anti-war play was written by one of these men. His name was Euripides, and he wrote this incredibly powerful, horrifying play called The Trojan women, about what happened to the women after the fall of Troy. And it was actually speaking about Athens during his time, because they had recently taken a small island and killed all the men and enslaved all the women. And so he wanted to speak to Athens about their own culpability. So in this time, then, sorry, I didn't do Israel yet. In Israel, you got the rise of the major prophets there and the actual founding of what we would call Judaism today. And all of that was happening with no seeming coordination between them in these various places. And Jaspers thought this was a pivotal time in history. So he called it an axial age, like an axis, like the axis of a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees history turning around that, so that people use the term in different ways now. But I'm going to start from his ideas and then expand it a little bit, because I want to include up to about the year 100 CE, so we can include Jesus of Nazareth and the Jewish tradition that unfolded under the Roman occupation in the first century as well, under like Hillel the Elder, the greatest of the Pharisaic teachers of his time. So it's going to be a broad look at different ways of defining a concept like an axial age, and also the yummy task of getting to read or and study some of these people who are still foundational to many people's world today, worldview.
Is there any overlap with like Mayan or Aztec culture or ancient Egyptian culture? Because those are very advanced societies too. I don't know of any philosophers from that time.
I'm glad you asked that. It's a really good question, particularly in terms of Egypt, because they were right next door to the Judea, mm-hmm. of course. And it's a very different story. Egypt seems to have come to the kinds of changes in their society that led to the Axial Age, this bump that Jaspers defined. They seem to come to it earlier. And I want to talk about not an Axial Age so much. My own theory now, after studying this stuff for about 6 months, is like the bell curve. Are people familiar with the bell curve, this a normal distribution, as it's called, where you get this bump of all kinds of data in the middle, and then what they call outliers as the right. tails on both sides go out. So I think of ancient Egypt as one of those outliers. They, maybe under Akhenaten, I mean, we don't know anything about him because his ideas were totally wiped out, but he was a pharaoh who decided in about 1500 BCE that there wasn't this whole pantheon. There's one divine being.
Okay.
And he tried to turn his whole country into monotheists 1500 years or almost that long before other people were talking about this. And we don't know anything about him, partly because everything, every stela or whatever that was erected with his ideas were destroyed. Well, I'm amazed we have any images of him at all. There were a few that survived. But his ideas were so negative, so scary to the powers that be. Because I think he was mostly trying to unseat the power of the priesthood in his time, would be my guess. But we'll never know whether he had these brilliant ideas 1,500 years or 1,000 years before this period of time came up. You just have to guess.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fascinating class. So can you talk a little bit about any kind of similarities between some of these philosophies that came up during the Axial Age?
Definitely. Let me not leave out, though, the New World briefly that you mentioned. The reason there is no continuity with the Mayan or Aztec or whatever is those folks didn't have the same time periods going on. First off, humans didn't come to the New World until much later than they were in Europe and Asia. So Europe and Asia and Africa actually are considered this block where humanity, of course, coming out of Africa originally and spreading through these areas, had been growing their cultures there for a long, 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 long time. In the New World, all the cultures there were very, very young at this time period we're talking about, because humans, as far as we know, only were on our continents, the Americas, North and South, since about 13,000 years ago. And they certainly developed wonderful ideas, but they're not part of the schema of Jaspers, and they're not what we're going to be looking at.
Okay.
So the ideas in common come out of...
Oh my gosh, Molly.
So yes?
I wasn't even paying attention to the time. I'm so sorry. We're out of time. Oh my gosh.
It's so quick. I know. This is
so
great.
This class starts next week, March 20th through April 17th from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center. You can find out how to sign up at humboldt.edu/OLLI. And this class with Molly Kate is... The Axial Age, Great Minds and Many Lands. Molly, thank you so much for coming on. That was so interesting. Oh. I completely lost track of time.
Thanks, Claire. It was wonderful to be here. And they'll just learn more by coming to the class.